Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Fine.
Sleeping well?
Yes.
Still awake?
No.
Half awakened. It's too early, yeah? In the morning, get up. Okay. It's 1937, October 1st. Daughter, I need sacrifice lovingly. Accomplished because that alone has meaning for me. Enormous indeed are the depths of the world which are due to me. Pure souls can pay them by their sacrifice, exercising mercy in spirit, so all of us can share the salvation act of the Lord. Although there are very sinful things in the world, but there are some good people with your deeds, good deeds of mercy, can help people. Even can help people in purgatory, you know. You can do lots of things. So at times when you're tired, you don't want to continue for your life, Jesus, tell Jesus, offer your life for all these people around you. Then, I understand your words, Lord, and the magnitude of the mercy that ought to shine in my soul. Then Jesus says, I know, my daughter, that you understand it and that you do everything within your power. But write this, for the many souls are often worried because they do not have the material means with which to carry out an act of mercy. So Jesus is teaching us how to be merciful. Yet spiritual mercy, which requires neither permissions nor storehouse, is much more meritorious and within the grasp of every soul. If a soul does not exercise mercy somehow or other, it will not obtain mercy on the day of judgment. So you have to be kind to people in order to be, Jesus, to be kind to us. Oh, if only souls knew how to get an eternal treasure for themselves, they would not be judged, for they would forestall my judgment with their mercy. So you can imagine, no? So much you forgive, and so much you're forgiven. If you hold to something, that means your heart is not open. The grace of the Lord cannot enter. The life of the Lord cannot be part of you. October 10, 1937. Oh my Jesus, in thanksgiving for your many graces, I offer you my body and soul, intellect and will, and all the sentiments of my heart. Through the vows, I have given myself entirely to you. I have done nothing more than I can offer you. Jesus said to me, my daughter, you have not offered me that which is really yours. I probed deeply into myself and found that I love. Now, this is the word of Faustina. I probed deeply into myself and found that I love God with all the faculties of my soul and unable to see what it was that I had not yet given to the Lord. I asked, Jesus, tell me what is it, and I will give it to you at once, with a generous heart. Jesus says to me with kindness, daughter, give me your misery, because it is your exclusive property. Misery. She felt herself, I'm so weak, so much the people despising me, not listen to me. No. A kind of, she's attached to those miserable things, even those things offered there now. You're the child of the Lord, right? You're free. Don't consider you're under control. People may control you, But your heart stops being controlled. You're always free, right? At that moment, a ray of light illuminated my soul, and I saw the whole abyss of my misery. In that same moment, I nestled close to the most sacred heart of Jesus with so much trust that even if I had the sins of all the damned waking on my conscience, I would not have doubted God's mercy. But with a heart crushed to dust, I would have thrown myself into the abyss of your mercy. I believe, O Lord, that you would not reject me, but would absolve me through the hand of your representatives. Another phrase. You expire, Jesus, but a source of life gushed forth for the souls, and an ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, enveloped the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. So the word of Jesus. At 3 o'clock, implore my mercy, especially for sinners. 3 o'clock. You too. No matter where you are, if the intention, praying for the souls, for the sinners, and if only for a brief moment, immerse yourself in my passion, particularly in my abandonment at a moment of anger, agony. This is the hour of great mercy for the whole world. No matter where you are, 3 o'clock, of course, in the noon, at daytime. Even some people get up at 3 o'clock at night. If you cannot sleep, if around 2, around 3, stay with the moment, offer. I will allow you to enter into my mortal sorrow. In this hour, I will refuse nothing to the soul that makes a request of me in virtue of my passion. You may ask why, or 3 o'clock, any kind, any time. Well, that's what Jesus says. Just remember, it's a time giving out his soul, right? It's 2 o'clock. The ninth hour. There's one of her poem. Hail, most merciful heart of Jesus, living fountain of all graces, our soul's shelter, our only refuge, in you I have the light of hope. Hail, most compassionate heart of my God, unfathomable living font of love, from which gushes life for sinful men and the spring of all sweetness. Hail, open wound of the most sacred heart, from which the rays of mercy issued forth, and from which it was given us to draw to life with the vessel of trust alone. Hail, God's goodness, incomprehensible, never to be measured or fathomed, full of love and mercy, though always holy, yet like a good mother, even bent to ever bend over us. Hail, throne of mercy, Lamb of God, who gave your life in sacrifice for me, before whom my soul humbles itself daily, living in faith profound. So today we finish the book 4. Next week, go to book 5. Of course, we will come back again, because in the beginning, we didn't start from the very beginning. We just choose some phrase. Then afterwards, we continue. Okay? So we pray, you see the